Okay, so today we're launching into a deep dive on something called ternary moral logic, or TML.
Right. And specifically the role public blockchains play as this guarantor. They're calling it the eighth pillar.
Exactly. And our mission really is to unpack how this whole architecture shifts AI from just, yes/no decisions.
To something more complex, incorporating ethics, essentially.
Yeah, turning accountability from just an idea into something, well, computationally solid.
It really hinges on this third logic state they introduced. Beyond just true or false.
State zero.
Zero denis,
Oh, yeah.
hesitate. They call it sacred zero. It's the core innovation, really.
This built-in pause, like a mandatory reflection for the AI. And we know the story behind it, right? The founder, Lev Gukasian, facing stage four cancer.
Yeah, he wanted to build something truly immutable, accountability that would outlast him.
Which explains the drive for permanence.
Absolutely. And that's why this pause, Sacred Zero, gets triggered if the AI thinks it might breach one of its 66-plus foundational documents.
Things like human rights treaties, the Paris Agreement, serious stuff.
Critical mandates, yeah. If there's a potential breach detected.
It hits sacred zero. And then what? Always memory kicks in.
Instantly. Well, within 500 milliseconds. That's incredibly fast. It has to log a detailed moral trace before any action is taken.
A moral trace. So, like the AI's intention.
Precisely. It's the computational version of mens rea criminal intent in our legal system.
Wow. So by logging its intent to break the rules before doing it?
The AI basically becomes Earth's legal witness. It provides this undeniable proof of potential harm, hard evidence.
Okay, so the intent is captured, but making it stick, making it permanent, that's the eighth pillar, the blockchain part.
That's it.
Why the complexity, though? Multi-chain redundancy. Why not just one really secure chain?
It's about specialization, really, a kind of defensive layering. They use Bitcoin for its maximum security, long-term proof, like an archive.
Right, because it's so hard to change.
Extremely. Then Ethereum handles the smart contracts, the complex logic for, say, penalties.
And poly.
Speed and cost. For handling the constant stream of these traces in near real time without breaking the bank.
Okay, that division of labor makes sense. Security, logic, speed.
And the sources actually quantify the security. They estimate trying to corrupt this evidence across both Bitcoin and Ethereum simultaneously would cost well over $50 billion.
$50 billion. So it's not just theoretical security, it's a massive financial deterrent.
Exactly. And that immutability directly feeds the enforcement, a confirmed violation trace.
Automatically triggers the penalty through a smart contract.
Yes, it's hard-coded. The financial penalty mechanism kicks in based on that immutable evidence.
And the funds go into this memorial fund, the TMLMF, also automated via smart contract.
Correct. Minimizing human handling. The contract logic dictates payments.
And the distribution is fixed. I saw the percentages. 40% to victims.
Right, 40% direct to verified victims. 30% goes to indigenous-led ecological restoration, which is quite specific.
And 5% for computational cancer research. Directly linking back to the founder's story.
It's built right into the code.
That's quite something.
Yeah.
But, okay, perfect evidence still runs into existing laws,
Yeah.
right? What about the immutability paradox, GDPR, the right to erasure? You can't just delete from a blockchain.
That's the major legal and technical friction point. It's a big challenge.
So how do they square that circle?
Their solution is crypto shredding. Before the trace data gets hashed onto the chains, it's encrypted.
Okay.
If a valid right to erasure request comes in, they don't try to delete the hash from the blockchain. They can't. Instead, they destroy the encryption key associated with that specific data.
Ah, so the hash, the proof it existed, stays immutable on the chain.
But the underlying data becomes permanently inaccessible garbage bits, statistically impossible to recover without the key.
So it kind of honors the erasure request without breaking the ledger, though I bet lawyers are still debating whether that legally counts as erasure.
Oh, absolutely. It's still a contentious legal classification, but functionally, it renders the data unusable.
So, bottom line, public blockchains are making ethical hesitation verifiable, even legally relevant, creating accountability that isn't just based on trusting an institution.
That's the core achievement.
But here's something else. The founder didn't just anchor the AI's logs. He anchored the TML governance charter itself to the blockchains.
Yeah, the actual rules, the list of 66 documents, those fixed penalty percentages, all timestamped.
Meaning any future attempt, maybe by regulators or whoever runs the system later,
Right.
to change those fundamental rules,
would immediately clash with the original immutable hash on the public ledgers. It'd be obvious.
Which leaves us with a really provocative thought, doesn't it?
It really does. Can you use this tech, this immutable anchoring, to create a sort of permanent legal meta contract?
One that actually binds future institutional behavior, preventing the original ethical mission from, you know, slowly eroding over time.
It's like trying to write accountability directly into stone, or, well, into distributed consensus. Truly fascinating stuff to think about.